is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Wind gusts of more than 70 miles per hour are powering at least three major wildfires in the Los Angeles area. Two people have been killed. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. Authorities are urging 70,000 people to evacuate. They're warning the conditions will only get worse. CBS's Joy Benedict is in Altadena, where the Eaton fire has already burned more than 15 square miles.
This is Alameda Street, where we do have fire crews that have been trying really hard to stop a couple of homes that have been burning from spreading to other homes. And as you turn down this residential street, you just see that darkness completely takes over because of the smoke and the ash in this community as these things continue to burn.
The winds are so strong, aircraft can't be used to fight the fires. President Biden will soon be in Santa Monica getting an update on the fires. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The White House says the administration has been in constant communication with state and local officials in California, including with the governor. In addition, the federal government is supporting local firefighting efforts by providing several U.S. Forest Service large air tankers and 10 federal firefighting helicopters. Also, the U.S. Forest Service has pre-positioned dozens of fire engines that are ready for immediate deployment.
The president is now at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in L.A. for the birth of his great-grandchild. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on a water outage in a major East Coast city.
Tens of thousands remain without water for a third day in Richmond, Virginia, after a power outage at a water treatment plant. Richmond Mayor Danny Ebel is telling residents,
"We are still under a boiled water advisory, so please do not consume that water without boiling it first."
Fights have broken out in stores over bottled water supplies.
The mayor is warning the city may not have drinkable water until Friday. After meeting with the French foreign minister in Paris, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was asked about President-elect Donald Trump's desire to take over Greenland.
"The idea expressed about Greenland is obviously not a good one, but maybe more important, it's obviously one that's not going to happen. So we probably shouldn't waste a lot of time talking about it."
Trump has said the U.S. should control Greenland and the Panama Canal for economic security reasons. Employers slowed their hiring last month. CBS business reporter Jason Brooks has more.
Payroll processor ADP reports that the private sector added 122,000 jobs last month, down from 146,000 in November and below market estimates. Hiring slowed down across several industries, with manufacturing jobs shrinking for the third consecutive month.
On Wall Street this afternoon, stocks down again. Dow's off by 72 points. The Nasdaq down 72 as well. S&P down 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Everyone was able to get out of a burning duplex along Sheridan Road in Kenosha County this morning. Summers Fire and Rescue responded near 14th Place with no injuries reported. The Red Cross is assisting those impacted. There is detailed information about the extent of the assault in a criminal complaint. The brutal attack in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve was captured, with the extent of the 47-second assault part of the prosecution against Devontae Caraway. 35-year-old Joseph Lee was killed. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into affordable housing. The development will create four three-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King neighborhood, with federal funding involved. And the Packers say their pro shop had a poor defense in September and October. The team is reporting a security breach. The team is offering identity theft and credit monitoring services to those that made purchases from the online pro shop in those months. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out, and I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Former Marquette Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Radio Park, Terracine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com. Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
The only girl I care about. Spud Swaggin's brought to your mind. Sense and compliments the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No injuries were reported after a fire on North Sheridan Road in Kenosha County this morning. Summers Fire and Rescue reports they were able to put out the fire quickly at a duplex near 14th Place. The Red Cross is helping those impacted. The victim in the Racine County jail attack was a father of six. The family of 35-year-old Joseph Lee held a vigil earlier this week after he was killed in what police say was an attack that lasted less than a minute. Surveillance is said to show the assault in which Devontae Caraway repeatedly punched Lee before dumping him headfirst into a garbage can. Caraway, who was already in custody for a pending attempted homicide case, allegedly attacked Lee for being, quote, loud and potentially revealing personal information. An email went out this afternoon warning Wisconsinites about respiratory illness. The statement from the State Department of Health Services is urging people to get vaccinated as cases of flu, COVID-19 and RSV surge across the state. The DHS reports high respiratory illness activity statewide, with emergency department visits increasing. Reports are highest among infants, young children, and older adults. Aurora Healthcare reinstituted a mask mandate this week at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds then sunshine today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. The cold start to tomorrow. Clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
1972, it's Steeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with You on WRJN. Now, that song was covered a couple of times, and one time it was used as a TV show theme song. Grace Potter did a version of that song for the Netflix comedy series Grace and Frankie, starring Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Oh,
Can We Listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special.
We'll be right back.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, this next story creates a terrific visual. A drunk guy in Scotland got pulled over by police as he was hopping along on a busy main road. Literally hopping along on a big bouncy ball. He was charged with DUI.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms
watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Governor Gavin Newsom now says more than 100,000 people have evacuated in Southern California as strong winds spread several wildfires. Two people have died in the Eaton Fire in Altadena. Officials are allowing planes to go up again despite the 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts to drop water on the fires. Ryan Hill is the general manager of four restaurants in Southern California, including one in the Pacific Palisades, where many have evacuated.
The winds are so incredibly strong, and there seemed like there's nothing that, you know, the brave firefighters can do because it's just so big, so fast.
In all, more than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. Meteorologist Craig Allen says those Santa Ana winds won't die down anytime soon.
This is a dire situation for southern sections of California. It may not get any better until sometime late tonight and on into Thursday. There will be variations in wind speed across the area today, but embers will be blown for more than a mile and starting new fires.
Officials have warned the worst is yet to come. The Justice Department has asked an appeals court to let it release a portion of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on his classified documents investigation into President-elect Donald Trump. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson weighs in.
The report regarding Donald Trump and the evidence that was found with regard to him and